It was a good opening weekend for Chicago baseball fans, as the Cubs and the White Sox both took 2 of a 3-game series against their division rivals, but mixed results on Sunday. White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson playing in his first game of this season after serving the remaining 2 games of a suspension from last season, had a pair of doubles and a single, while Andrew Vaughn homered and drove in 4 to give the White Sox a 10-1 win over the Tigers on Sunday. On the north side of Chicago, Milwaukee's Mike Brosseau's first career pinch-hit home run in the top of the 7th broke the tie and gave the Brewers a 5-4 win over the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Today, the Cubs and the White Sox take the day off, while the Tigers continue their season-opening homestand against the Boston Red Sox at 5:10. The pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM is at 4:45. Golf's top-ranked player showed why he's number one, as Scottie Scheffler shot a final round 1-under-71 for a 10-under-278 total to win the Masters. Rory McIlroy went 8-under during the final round on Sunday, but still finished 3 shots back. Tiger Woods finished in 47th place at 13-over-par for the tournament. On the ice, the Chicago Blackhawks fell to the Dallas Stars 6-4, as the Hawks and the Red Wings are now both officially eliminated from playoff contention. Detroit was officially eliminated after losing on Saturday, and Washington's 4-2 win over Boston on Sunday. The NBA season has come to an end for the Pistons and the Pacers. Detroit's season ended on Sunday with a 118-106 loss to Philadelphia. Luka Garza led Detroit with 20 points and 10 rebounds. The Pacers finished the season with a 134-126 loss at Brooklyn, and the Bulls beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 124-120. Patrick Williams led Chicago with 35 points. Chicago, who already clinched the 6th seed, rested 4 starters. The Bulls will face the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks in the first round. American Hockey League on Sunday, Toronto beat Grand Rapids 4-1, and in the ECHL, Kalamazoo beat Fort Wayne 2-1. Midwest League Baseball, West Michigan over Great Lakes 14-5, Lansing over Lake County 6-5, and Quad Cities over South Bend 8-2. And it's an off day today for the Midwest League. Junior College Baseball on Sunday, Lake Michigan College split a doubleheader with Glen Oaks Community College. LMC wins game number 1 14-4, but loses game 2 9-7. In softball, Kalamazoo Valley Community College sweeps Lake Michigan College 5-3 and 6-2. And now that spring break is over for more and more schools, the high school sports schedule fills up more of the page, and we have a list of today's games in the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Monday, April 11th, I'm Dave Wolfe.